business?
Case number 12944, Coastline Properties LLC. They were seeking a special use exception for parking and loading requirements and variances from the off-street parking requirements, the front, side, and rear setback requirements, and the landscape buffer requirements in the combined highway overlay zone for proposed structures. Sections 11580, 115162, 115182, and 115194.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Tulip Drive, north of Coastal Highway, and west of Savannah Road. The 911 address is 97 Tulip Drive in Lewis. The zoning district is C1. Tax parcel is District 335, Map 11, Parcel 93. This case was tabled at our May 20th meeting.
Gentlemen?
Mr. Chair, I need to continue to recuse.
I will also recuse.
Okay. So we have six variances and one special use exception.
And Ms. Nordlund, I think the variances that we were looking at, just want to make sure we've got them right. 37 spaces from the 113 parking space requirement. 20 feet from the 20 feet combined highway corridor overlay zone landscape buffer requirement. 20-foot variance from the 30-foot rear yard setback requirement from a residential district for building number one. A 10-foot variance from the 20-foot side yard setback from a residential district for building number two. An 8-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed building, which would be building number two. And a 20.6-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback for the existing building, which I believe is the current furniture store building, as shown on the map. Does that sound right to you, Ms. Nord? Did I get them
yes,
all?
Yes, okay. I think so. Yep.
Can you repeat that last one?
It was 20.6 foot from the 60 foot front yard for the existing furniture store building.
Thank you.
And we also had a special use exception from the waiver of the parking and loading requirements, where it was not necessary to for the full provision of all the parking, similar to the parking space variance, but different standard.
So I have a question. Can we vote individually on each variance and not have them as a package where one variance will pass or fail
that's,
the entire?
That's correct. You can, okay. You can.
That's what I was thinking we would do, is yeah. we'd vote these all individually. And it does have to be unanimous, is that correct?
It would, because there's any approval of a special use exception or variance under board rules requires three affirmative votes. We had two board members who have recused themselves, so it would require a unanimous vote to approve any of those requests.
Okay. Any other discussion? I will entertain a motion. Would we like to start with a variance for the 37 parking space from the required 113?
I'd actually suggest we do the parking last, because after we deal with all the other variances, it could affect how we view the parking.
That's fine.
Good deal.
So we might want to do the parking spaces last. Just my thought.
Okay. Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
Maybe we would want to start with the overlay zone. In my opinion, it seems pretty clear to me that it meets the criteria for a variance. It looks likely to me that requiring a buffer there is going to create safety problems. And they've got existing parking all the way into that buffer that's been there for years. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. This case 12944, Coastline Properties LLC, for the requested 20-foot buffer variance on that overlay zone, pending a final written decision made during the public based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. It's unique, as I just explained, the physical conditions. There's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Okay, Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 3-0, that that will pass. Okay?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to that we approve the setback for the from 20 foot to 10 foot for what I would call the south. Is that right? I know it says the rear of the property, the south of the property, the one closest to Five Points.
Building two?
Right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be a side yard, correct?
Yeah, that's a side yard.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no houses back there, nothing.
Yep.
Yeah, just a pond.
Side yard setback reduced from 20 to 10 for case number 12944 for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. For the following reasons, the property does have unique physical conditions. I feel like that setback on the side yard will not affect neighboring and adjacent properties. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. The vote of 3-0, the 10-foot variance from the 20-foot side yard setback has been approved for building two, south side of the property.
I'll go ahead and clean up this existing furniture store. They need, what's that, 20.6-foot variance on the furniture store. So I move that we approve that, case number 12944, Coastline Properties, LLC, for that variance, pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Property is unique because that building has existed for many, many years. Due to such conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty is not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
And I too. A vote of 3-0. The 28-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback. Is that correct?
20.6.
20.6 from the front yard setback. Okay. So that is approved.
I believe there is one other for that other building, two from a front yard as well.
That's eight foot from
8 foot from the 60 for building two.
For building two? Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the 8 foot setback from the 60 foot for building two for case number 12944 for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions. Same thing, that building has been there for a long time. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Actually, this one's a proposed building.
Okay.
I might suggest for the uniqueness of this one that there were some takings on the front of this property. We don't exactly know how much the takings were, but there were some takings. And this is a very minimal request, especially considering the fact that the existing furniture building is a much larger variance. So I think it's reasonable considering the fact that they've got, if you want to make that uniqueness part of your motion, that's what I suggest.
I would like to, yes.
Okay, thank you. Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. Vote of 3-0. That variance is approved. Okay.
So that brings us to proposed building number one on the rear. And this one here I'm having a little more trouble with because we do have a house on that rear. And so because the property on the rear is a residential property, it bumps it from a 5 foot variant or 5 foot setback to a 30 foot setback. They want to go back to 10. I looked pretty closely at the survey and I looked at the proposed loading for that granite shop. Even if we were to deny that variance, they still could have that loading there. The issue seems to be parking spaces, the availability of space for parking spaces. And And so I'm not sure that we have the uniqueness here for this request on the rear. That's just my opinion. I'm open to being persuaded if there's other opinions.
Mr. Werfel, would you be opposed if there was a restriction on, if it was a restaurant, bar type of business, as long as it was a low traffic, low volume type of business in that building?
Say storage.
Mr. Sharp, how would we condition something like that?
I think you would condition it by saying it's approved, but it cannot be used for, you know, these types of uses.
Okay. I mean, how would we word that, or how would we?
You would say this variance is approved subject to the condition that building one cannot be used as a bar or restaurant. Or a similar type of use. It might be a little broad, but parlor hall.
Maybe think about how you'd word that. I just don't want to leave it so narrow that they could just come in with another very dense use.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why I'm just not sure how we would word that or how we would condition that. I think the concept is right. I mean, can we pass a motion to that effect and let you figure out how to word it?
If you wanted to put that it's conditioned on it not being used as a restaurant, bar, event space, or similar.
Something with a lot of activity.
Yeah, that would involve a lot more traffic. Then we can, and of course, in your final findings, it's one of the final decision. You could approve that then, and we could tighten that up.
Okay, all right. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and make that motion, I'll second it for you there.
Thank you. I'll make the motion that we approve the rear yard setback from 30 to 10 feet with the condition that the building number one is not used for restaurant, bar, event space,
or similar traffic use.
Or similar high traffic use.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 3-0. We vote that, make sure I have this right, I'll just let you say it, Mr. Sharp. There you go.
The variance for building two from the side yard, the rear yard setback has been approved subject to condition.
Okay.
So then with the parking they need, did you want to?
No, I was just trying to get to where we're at. So we're at the parking spaces, and then we've still got the special use, right?
Yeah, which is also parking.
Yeah, okay. I think that's that discussion. You could probably make that a similar motion, even though the standards would be different if you hit those standards.
Is the standard for the special use, what is that standard?
Substantially adverse effect.
Okay, all right. So,
And also you would say when the character of the building is such to make a necessary use of the full provision of the parking and loading requirements. I think the applicant had talked about how their parking currently, they're kind of overparked for their use now, as I recall he had said.
Right.
So if you found that convincing, then you could say, you know, they don't need all the parking that is required under code because of the current use of the property and the proposed use.
Now, if we grant that special use exception and then they go to the commission and come up with some other parking plan, are they gonna need to come back then for another special use?
Well, the commission does have the ability to provide waivers as well. So if they were to change it up, they could go to and we have Vince Robertson who's with the commission's attorney. They have the ability to make some adjustments there at the commission level.
Okay, so they could do that without coming back and getting another special use?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. So we can decide what kind of relief we want to provide tonight, and then they can go to the commission and ask for additional relief if they think they need it.
Yeah, because they're going to have to go, as the applicant and their engineer testified to, they have not had engineering, they haven't gone through some of the agency things, so there might be some adjustments there that might tweak where some of that goes, and that may affect some of the calculations. Would not surprise me.
I mean, one of the things I was struggling with is the difference between a variance where there's a uniqueness of the property, and obviously they currently have a deficit, so there is a uniqueness there, and a planning decision where they would need to go to the commission and do their site plan and make planning decisions about parking. And I don't want to cross over the line into making planning decisions when our task is to make a variance decision, right? So I felt like maybe the thing to do would be to go ahead and give them a variance for the deficit that they currently have, and then let the commission sort out what they think is the appropriate amount for the rest of it. Does that sound reasonable to?
Well, I'm not sure what the deficit they currently have is. I know what they were seeking was 37 spaces from the require of 113, which I believe would be as if it's developed. Is that correct?
Their survey says that they have a current deficit of 10 spaces.
Okay.
So what I'm suggesting is we give them a variance for 10 spaces in the special use exception, and then they can go, if asked for additional, if they desire, they could go ask for additional from the commission.
Yeah, I think the one thing there would be, if you were to approve all of the, as you all have given the variances for the buildings as proposed, there's going to be a deficit there because of that. I mean, what they're asking for, the variances from the parking, based on what they're proposing on the buildings.
That's true. Yeah, I knew I wanted to keep this to the end for a reason. In that case, I think we should go ahead and approve it for what they're asking for. So I'll go ahead and do you want me to do a motion for both at the same time? I'm going to do a motion for both. I move that we approve case number 1299-2944 Coastline Properties LLC for the requested variances for the parking, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, and also for the special use exception. The property has unique physical conditions that we've already discussed through all these variances, which results in the need for additional parking. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief. And for the special use exception, clearly in this situation, this will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring adjacent properties. And whatever the additional, Mr. Sharp mentioned, the additional...
That the character and use of the building is such to make unnecessary the full provisions of the parking and loading requirements.
Correct. That's my motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
And aye, too. So a vote of 3-0. All that is approved.
All right.
Public hearings?